Welcome to Health Matters. Dr. Michelle Wright here with your weekly insight into all things medical. Following on from the recent show about croup, another respiratory illness is the topic this week, bronchiolitis. Someone with bronchiolitis has inflammation of their bronchioles, the small airways within their lungs. This inflammation is most often caused by infection with the respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV for short, spread by droplets coughed or sneezed into the air. RSV is a common cause of colds in many people, but if it infects babies, their airways are less developed and the infection can spread lower down and into their lungs, causing bronchiolitis. It's very little babies who are most at risk, with bronchiolitis most commonly affecting those between 3 and 6 months old. In terms of symptoms, a baby with bronchiolitis will usually have those of a typical cold to start with, a raised temperature, a runny nose, and a cough. As the infection spreads down into their lungs, then their breathing becomes affected. Wheezing can develop and their breathing can become very fast. This can also lead to problems with the baby's ability to feed properly. Their cough can become worse and the effort needed to breathe means that you may see the muscles between their ribs moving inwards between breaths. But the degree of symptoms varies a lot from child to child. Some just have very mild symptoms, whilst others can have breathing difficulties so severe that they need to be admitted to hospital. In terms of treatment, because it's a virus, antibiotics aren't going to help. Essentially, you need to wait for the body to fight and clear the virus by itself. But in the meantime, it's important to make sure that a baby doesn't become dehydrated. Also, sleeping with the head of their cot a little raised may help their breathing. If you think that your baby may have bronchiolitis, and if you're worried that they're having difficulty feeding, if they stop producing wet nappies as frequently, or if they're struggling to breathe, then they should see a doctor straight away. Around 3% of babies with bronchiolitis need to be admitted to hospital so that they can be given oxygen to help with their breathing and also be given help with their feeding. In terms of prevention, unfortunately, it's impossible to completely avoid exposure to the respiratory syncytial virus. But there is evidence that babies who are breastfed tend to develop less severe symptoms if they do become infected. And living in a smoke-free home is also an important protective factor. Babies who are born prematurely or who have heart or lung problems are more at risk of developing bronchiolitis. Because of this, they're often vaccinated against the respiratory syncytial virus. But as bronchiolitis doesn't cause severe problems in most babies, vaccination isn't routinely given to all. That's it for this episode. You can catch the podcast and others in the series at worldradio.ch/healthmatters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.